This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris off for the rest of the week in Florida. He picked the perfect time to head down south.
Get his ass bitch out of here.
Man, we should have held him out before he left.
Man.
You hold him down, put him in figure four.
Yeah, you were saying something to me. Like, I forgot about the bad weather coming in. My head's been elsewhere, but, like, we're going to have some snow today, right?
Yeah, we're going to get on down now.
This is when we get told every single time of the year, you guys are essential personnel.
Yeah.
You're so important to what we do.
But when that contract's up, we told.
What? You want what? I mean, I ain't had a raise in 15 years, but guess what? You ain't going to have a raise in 16 years. What? Come on, man.
Oh, man. Hey, you know how sometimes we get down these little rabbit holes? I'm on these this rabbit hole on Facebook watching all the – you're watching these the old wrestling sites. One of them, Ring the Damn Bell. Just seeing all these old AWA, NWA battles, man. Ric Flair battling. I forgot all about, Rick Martel.
Yeah, the model.
Yeah, he won the model then.
Yeah, but I'm just
That's what Vince McMahon did to him.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting, I remember growing up, and it takes me back to thinking about my grandfather, because I think that's when we fell in love with wrestling. And I'm not a fan today, but like, it's interesting to look back at all the old wrestlers and seeing all the old pictures. Like, now you got to create something. A lot of guys back in the day just had a name. You know, it was just Barry Windham.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Arn Anderson. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, and today now everybody's got to have a gimmick.
Yeah, you're right. They just had names. That's the thing I like about the NWO. Mm-hmm. They just went back to their names. Yeah. Scott Hall. You know, Scott Hall was Razor Ramon and all these other guys.
Yeah.
Scott Hall. You know, that's his name. Kevin Nash. And I think that's what I loved about him so much, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I started, once we got some downtime and the weather's bad, and hell, it might be today, getting back into it, I started watching some of the old Beyond the Mat and, like, how
to. That's awesome.
What killed WCW and all those things, yeah. Can't believe we're talking wrestling coming in.
Yeah.
You did go down a rabbit hole. Now you got me.
Man, you talking about some great wrestling right there. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You see, Jimmy Seafood now has their own chips.
Yeah.
They got the Boardwalk chips. They got the Luke's Blend chip. Who's Luke?
Oh, he blended it.
And they have the crab dip potato
chip. Eat the chips and shut the hell up.
Crab dip potato chip.
Yeah. I just want one chip. One chip. Flip them over. They burning. Sorry, I got to go.
Can they beat Bill's Terracin chips? I like those BTI chips.
You got to try them. I mean, why not have both?
Yeah. The words of Jay-Z, this might get in the way of my political connects.
We will not start anything here.
We will not. Angel Reese. I mean, listen, Jeremy, let me take you down memory lane. Her first high school basketball game was against us at Mount Carmel. This kid came on the court. She didn't even start. She came off the bench. That team was loaded. you watch this kid go through high school. And I remember her sophomore year saying, like, I'll say what y'all want. That's a generational talent.
She's a varsity player at freshman, right?
She never played JV, man. Come on.
I just want to keep it clear.
No. Well, as smart as she was, I don't think she could spell JV. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think that girl wasn't seeing no JV.
Yeah.
Jerome Shelton ain't no dummy. And I don't know, I didn't discover anything. I remember her sophomore year. I remember telling Nick Miles, that girl's generational talent, man. Yeah, she's special.
Now she got her own McDonald's
meal.
Now
she got her own McDonald's meal, Jeremy.
Can I tell you the other day?
She's got her own McDonald's meal.
She's got Reese's Puffs.
Quarter pounder.
Angel Reese's Puffs.
Can nobody hear you?
Angel Reese's Puffs. Have you seen them? She's got her own cereal, too.
Really?
Reese's Puffs. It says Angel Reese's Puffs.
Angel's Reese's Puffs?
Yes. And it's got her face on it, eating the bowl of Reese's Puffs.
I'm proud of her.
Reese's Pieces? Pieces?
I'm proud of all you haters out there. She's got a lot of them. All you haters out there, Angel, keep living. Keep living your life.
Get your own extra value meal.
Exactly, dude. No, that's love, man.
That's crazy.
It is. That's great.
I'd like to get my meal. Who are you?
I would order that Angel, but it's got bacon on it, baby.
Yeah.
You got to get something without bacon. I can't. Can we do it without bacon? If I get it without bacon, is it still an Angel Reese meal?
I think so.
All right. Give me an Angel Reese minus the bacon. That's how you order it?
Good stuff.
I want to get one just to order it, man.
The
kid.
I ordered one, and the guy looked at me. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, it says it right there. He goes, oh.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, he didn't
know it was out yet?
Might be a little bit of a language barrier, too.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but like, yeah, he's like, oh, yeah.
Adwell?
Yeah, yes, well. he was nice Adwell to Reese. Me. I'm like, Angel. Yeah, that's what it's
called. I mean, that's cool, though, man.
Yeah.
She's got her own meal at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Can you get that at the Wizards?
Wait, if
the Wizards win?
No, you got to get the Wizards win, you get a 250 Big Mac.
So why can't we get Angel Reese?
Because the Big Mac's on. Like, maybe they do something with her. Maybe when the Chicago Sky win, you win, too.
Well, she hadn't transferred. Maybe when Maryland win, she transferred. Mm. Can't do that. I probably did not.
We had Luka's debut last night.
That was pretty good. Yeah. He had 14 points, but he was impactful.
But they said they were going to play him somewhat limited minutes, you know, just easing him back in. I thought the scene was cool. Did you see Dirk Nowitzki showed up?
Yep.
And he said, look, I'll always be a Maverick, but I love Luka. And they said that game that, what was it? The game that Anthony Davis played on Saturday where he got hurt, that's the first game that the Mavericks have had without Luka or Dirk since 1998.
Yeah.
On their roster.
Wow.
I mean, obviously they've been hurt and missed games, but like, you know, kind of crazy. Now you guys get to pick up all the pieces from that dumbass owner running his mouth.
Wow. I didn't realize that, man.
Yep. I mean, it's a long time to have two generational talents. I mean, you could say what you want. There are guys in this game. Dirk changed the game with his ability to shoot and then that 1 foot shot that we're seeing everybody use now.
Did you see where Mark Cuban, minding his business at a Mavs game, got into it with some fans?
I didn't see that part of it.
Yeah. Mark was like, you know, said he was chilling, watching the game, and fans came at him.
Well, how about this? They had, at the game last night, the Mavs played the Kings. There was a fan that was on the Jumbotron, and he mouthed "Fire Nico," and then they escorted him out of the building.
He didn't mouth it. They had a sign.
Oh, he had a sign, too?
He had a sign, yeah.
I didn't see the sign. I said, I saw him mouth it.
No, it was a sign up that said fire him.
Come on, man. Now, what is it with these petty-ass people? You made a stupid move, and now you're facing the consequences because of it. Should he get death threats? No. None of that should happen. That's ridiculous. But come on. Yeah, you've got a pissed-off fan base because you did something incredibly stupid. So.
I agree.
Yeah, you made your bed, lying it, man.
You should feel it. Yeah, I agree. The death threats, they have to go, but still, you should.
I mean, that stuff's uncalled for in any like facet. Like, this is sports. It's supposed to be entertainment. But, you know, like, I'd be lying. I lost my fandom for the team. I'm done with that team. I'm not rooting for them anymore.
Can I tell you something? Since they split up AD and LeBron, I'm back to Team Lakers.
Are you?
I just didn't like I told you. But I think I announced why I didn't.
You weren't a big LeBron guy.
I'm not a big LeBron guy, but I definitely didn't like that whole merger between those two. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it won you a title, Rob. No, it won me a title.
The bubble title.
Yeah, I don't even count that. I'm pulling for him now. Yeah. Hey, listen, you watched the Ravens. Well, watched the Super Bowl, I should say. Did you look at that game and think maybe some of the things the Ravens need to do in the offseason to finally get to that game. We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side, the Orioles have a 56% bigger payroll headed into 2025. But do you think that will lead to more wins? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with GainsWave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. GainsWave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
You know, Jeremy, we spent so much time complaining about what the Orioles, and I don't mean we as in you and me, I mean we as in people in general, fan base, spent so much time complaining about what the Orioles had not done. I didn't realize the payroll is 56% more than it was last year. Did you know that?
I did, but like again, to me, and in defending the team as much as I have, like this doesn't mean much to me because their payroll was so small to begin with.
It is the largest increase in baseball, though.
It is, but there's a reason why, because you had one of the lowest payrolls in the league, period. But I do think this is a sign of things to come, and it's also something where I think, you know, fans, they didn't make the huge splash that you wanted. And going out and getting somebody, but I think they got a bunch of comparables that can fit and fill out this roster, and they're poised to make another run here. And no matter what anybody else thinks, they spent money in the offseason, and I do think they're going to be better next year. And I know it's a silly thing to, some people are going to say it's silly to say that because Corbin Burns is now gone, but you got to realize too, like some of the, all these guys on the team, all the young players you have, they're all going to take, I shouldn't say all, sometimes guys take a step back in year two, but have the chance to take that step forward. And I think that's going to happen for Adley, Gunner, Westberg. I think the bats going to be much better this year. The big question is, you know, what's the pitching going to look like, not only at the middle of the year, but at the end, are you going to get some guys back?
Yeah. It's good to see that. I mean, you could, I understand they had such a low payroll, but I guarantee you also fans didn't see that much of an increase either. No. I mean, they've had low payrolls for years and they didn't have 50% increase the next year.
No, because like, again, going back to it, when fans are like, why aren't we signing anybody? It's the same thing. Why aren't the Wizards trying to win? Because they don't want to. Like, it doesn't behoove you to go out there and sit here and try to put your best foot forward and win every game. Plus, you're not as talented. I'm not telling you the teams are going out there to lose on purpose. You just don't put as a talented team out there, and over the course of a long season, what's going to happen? The good teams are going to beat the bad teams more times than not. So I think that's kind of what was going on, and then now this looks like one of those years where you have ownership that's willing to take on contracts and willing to take on money. And again, once we start signing our own, and we'll see how much they're able to do with that, but this team still has a lot of decisions to make. I think there's a lot of roster discussion that has to happen leading into the season.
I agree. Last year, they finished in second place, 3 games behind the Yankees in the AL East with 91 wins. 56% pay increase, payroll increase. Does that equate to more wins, in your opinion, this year?
Look, you lost Santander. You lost Corbin Burns. That's going to be where most people kind of hang their hats. You do have a closer now in Felix Bautista. He's back. That's going to help in the back end. I think the bullpen's going to be better taking a step forward. Look, you have a player in Jackson Holliday that they think's a generational talent. If he turns out to be half of what they think, you've got a pretty damn good player on your hands.
I say this a lot, Jeremy. I think the one thing that we are discounting, fans are discounting, is, you know, they didn't get any improvements. The guys that you have are going to improve. You're not talking about guys that have been in the league for years that have already, you know, tapped out in terms of their potential. You talk about guys who haven't reached their potential yet. At some point, you got to kind of just like let these guys grow up.
Yeah, and again, like I know we brought up the stuff with Dylan Cease and that they called asking for Basayo, Mayo, or Westberg, and the Orioles are like, no, thank you. Not for a guy on a one-year deal. And oh, by the way, I'm not sure they want to trade any one of those guys to begin with.
No.
But if you have a guy with a singular year left, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So. And I think that's part of the problem what the Orioles are dealing with. When teams call here, they want one of your top three.
Yeah.
And you're even seeing them not even prospects anymore going for guys that have already established themselves at the major league level.
Yeah, I don't, I'll be honest with you, man.
I ain't trading Westberg.
Mm-mm.
No. it's just not happening. So, and again, when you look at this team and what they're going to be capable of, they still have the draft capital, they still have prospects that they can move at any given moment to go get something they covet. And I think they're in a really enviable position. Like, I think there's a lot of teams that would want to trade places with the Orioles right now, understanding that you're in the toughest division in baseball. Maybe it's out west now in the NL with what the Dodgers are spending. I don't know. But I still think overall, top to bottom, this is the toughest division in sports or in baseball, period.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm with you. Jordan Westberg that's the guy that you could have for his best years. He's the guy that you can keep around.
You know who I think he is? And again, we were talking about signing him. I think he's like a Bregman-type player.
Oh, he's Alex Bregman. All the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
I think you can, you can pretty much play him anywhere on the infield, and he's not going to hurt you. On top of it, he hits for power. He's going to hit for a decent average. I'm not telling you he's going to be a guy that hits 330, but if he did, hell, so be it. But I think you've got a pretty good player. And the other thing that I love about him is I honestly think Jordan Westberg could bat anywhere in the lineup. And people say that all the time, but realistically, you don't want Gunner batting seventh. You don't want him batting. You could do whatever you wanted with Westberg, and he's going to produce at any portion of that lineup.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I love this time of year, man. This is the best time of year. I swear to God. Been waiting for it since last October. I think the Orioles have done a great job this offseason. They added depth to the rotation. They didn't go get a frontline pitcher, but they got a quality starter to go out every night. It's not like we're sending bums out there at all. We got quality pitching to last throughout the season. That's one thing they did address, and if you look at it, the bullpen's solid. And we have more than six starters that's going to camp, if I'm not mistaken. If you look on their depth chart at right now on CBSSports.com, they got something like eight or nine starting pitchers that are just going to camp. And there's only five rotation spots. So if you ask me, that looks pretty good. Their lineup looks pretty solid from all the way from the top of the order to the bottom. I don't know why everybody thinks we need to go out and make a big splash and spend a bunch of money.
Because everybody the other teams makes big splash. That's what they want to keep up with the Joneses, Lou. That's just how fans are. No one's looking at what they have. They just want to keep up with the Joneses. That's how that is. I mean, they feel like, if you're making moves and I'm not making moves, then you're getting better than me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I find it interesting that everybody was bitching about this division and how everybody got better. And it's like, well, the Blue Jays got Santander, but did they get better? Like, is it just, and I'm not saying Santander's a bad player, but look at that team.
I don't know if they got better, yeah.
I mean, look at their starting staff. And is that what you want to go into the season with? The Red Sox, they kicked the tires on Walker Buehler. I'd have loved to have done that for a year, but okay. You got a cheapie there, and then you signed a couple of your own, go out, grab a few other players. I think the Red Sox are trending upwards, but I'm not afraid of them. And the Yankees lost their best player. I mean, you could sit here and pick Judge Soto, who you think their best player is. Did they do enough to replace him by throwing a bunch of money at some veterans and seeing what sticks?
Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Jeremy, did you get ripped off too bad yesterday with your plumbing issue?
No, man. I got to thank Aaron, who I walked in my house yesterday after the week I had and had water pouring through my ceiling and two backed up toilets because my son didn't realize that Dude wipes aren't flushable wipes. So I don't care if it says flushable in that damn package. It does not mean they're flushable. And we have old cast iron pipes and it just got, so Aaron, thanks so much, man. He came out and helped us out big time.
That's what's up, man. Glad you got that situated, man. But about the Orioles, man, I think they improved next season.
Where are you going with the Orioles, Rashawn? Look, man, I like how you try to low key have two topics. And you make one of the topics about the other host. So that way you won't get hung up on.
He gets his longevity. Well,
yeah, I like how you try to do that, man. I'm on to your games, Rashawn. I'm on to you, man.
I'm on to you. I've seen him post that.
Your concern.
I'm on to your shenanigans, Rashawn. Go on with your Orioles.
All right, man. I think they're definitely going to improve this season, man. A lot of people had injured last year, coming back. And hopefully, like people like Adley, take a step up this year. I know he had a bad second half of the season. And also, I know y'all said people was calling about our prospects and wanting to, people weren't trying to trade. I'm still mad about that Connor Norby trade, man. I think we could have got more for him. And Jeremy, I know you own the Rodgers guy. You know, you think he's going to be a stud pitcher?
No. That's not what I said. I mean, look, I'm willing to take a look and see what's there when you have a left-handed pitcher that's under control for a while. Obviously, it didn't look good last year, but I still make the case that you didn't give up much to get him. The only difference is people knew who Norby and Stowers were because we'd been talking about them for a while, knocking on the door. I'm happy for those guys to get an opportunity. I think they went to a perfect team where they get a chance to play every day, because now the Orioles are on their way to competing for, you know, playoff contention and World Series, hopefully.
Man, I'm reading this. You know Tony Gwynn played college basketball, right?
Are you going to give the assist thing that he had?
This is Tony Gwynn has more assists in college, 590. Then strikeouts for his 20-year Major League Baseball career, 434.
Every time they say something about that cat, there's two guys. You hear something about Greg Maddux and you hear something about Tony Gwynn and you go, how the hell are those two guys doing that? He's pudgy. He's tiny. What are they doing?
But Tony Gwynn played 2 years of college basketball?
Yeah.
In 2 years of college basketball, he had more assists than 20 years of baseball
strikeouts.
San Diego
State too, right? Yeah. He's a San Diego kid through and through.
Jeez, man.
Unbelievable.
That's an unreal stat.
I saw somebody.
A point guard, Jeremy Conn, you're no Tony Gwynn.
Yeah. No, I struck out more. there was the other thing, too, with, you know, as you're talking about some of the players and statistics and, you know, what they're capable of putting together. Like, we've always talked about Gwynn and how special he was. I saw somebody bring up Bernie Williams and go, if you actually look at his numbers, like compare him to Hall of Famer
awesome.
Kirby Puckett.
He's awesome.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's awesome, man.
Bernie should be in the Hall of Fame.
We give him shovels. Maybe we give the Hall of Fame shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, we had Rockabacco on yesterday. He mentioned the Oles would get Wells and Bradish back in the second half. But are you worried the team could see those guys as midseason additions instead of trading for more help? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:34 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Rockabaco mentioned that we could get Wells and Bradish back for the second half of the season, Jeremy. You get both of those guys back around the same time. Those are huge additions.
Yeah, look, I mean, you're adding possibly to your bullpen, depending on what you want Tyler Wells to do at that point. I'm assuming he's... Do you think he's just bullpen here on
out? Tyler Wells has to be bullpen. I don't think his arm can handle anything else.
Okay. So I think you're adding your bullpen and adding your rotation then if they both come back healthy. And with Bradish, if you looked at some of the numbers, his sweeper, his slider, whatever you want to call it, is one of the best pitches in baseball. Like, it's funny. I compared Grayson Rodriguez to Dylan Cease because I see a similar makeup. But maybe it's Kyle Bradish is the one I should have compared more to him because they both have a similar out pitch that a lot of guys can't hit. So if he comes back at full strength, I mean, what a pleasant surprise he was when you get him and you throw him back in the rotation, but it's only going to bolster it. And as one caller pointed out, yeah, I think this team is built for the regular season right now as it stands, but by the end of the year, it doesn't mean that Grayson can't take a huge step forward and become that guy. He's still got to show us he can stay healthy. And that Bradish comes back and isn't a frontline guy at that point.
Yeah, this is that. We had Rockabaco on from MasterSports.com, School of Rock, and this is what he had to say yesterday.
And Bradish and Wells are both guys that are projected second half at some point. I mean, whether that's July, whether that's August, beginning of September, I mean, there's little chance they're going to be available in the first half. But those would be two huge additions. Those would be like post-trade deadline acquisitions without surrendering anything.
Yep. Now, one of the things that people may be afraid about with that, Jeremy, is you get those two guys back and now you don't make any moves to help the team. Is that a concern of yours?
Look, I think it's always a possibility, but I still feel like this team is going to have to at some point bite that bullet and make a splash, right? Like, depending on who's available at the trade deadline this year, who works their way out of it, who was a surprise last year and doesn't come to fruition this year. Like, what happens if the Tigers fall apart? Is Scooble back out there again? Are there other names? Because you do have the ability to make a move for anybody that you want, but the asking price is going to be high. And I feel like you have a logjam of players where you can put yourself over the top if you choose to do so at that point.
See, I'm going to tell you why I don't like this question. What is the situation? So if they come back and the Orioles are up 5 games and everybody's cruising and everybody's rolling, all you need is someone in the bullpen and a frontline starter and you get these guys back, then what do you make a move for? You just got both of what you need, not having to give anything up.
Yeah.
So I don't – for me, it only depends on what you need at the time. If you need a hitter and the lineup is not doing well right now and guys aren't panning out and Kobe Mayo's not the guy you thought he is and Basayo's not ready and Adley's still struggling and you got to have somebody in the lineup, then yes, I want you to address that. But if you don't have those issues and your issue is you need another arm in the bullpen and someone else in the rotation and you get Wells back and you get Bradish back, then what are you making moves for? You don't have to make moves. The moves were made for you. So for me, it all depends on my level. My level of concern depends on what needs the team has at the time.
See, and the other part of this is looking at some of the things Mike Elias said about, you know, early on in the season, some of us were going, hey, maybe they go to a 6-man rotation, but they have so many off days, they don't have to, and they're not going to. So they're gonna have to pick the guys they expect to be in this rotation that they want to see more of.
Uh-huh.
But you have so many options now, and knock on wood, because we say this all the time, you can never have enough pitching, but it seems like the Orioles have plenty right now.
Yeah.
May not be the top-end pitching that you want, may not be a Corbin Burns type, but you got enough that should be able to, like, this is the first year Pecota's like the Orioles.
Yeah.
You remember how every year we go, Pecota hates us. Why do they have, they like them this year. I mean, they're, and for all the people that were crapping all over the Orioles, and trust me, I understand you guys, you just want the team to get better, right? Whatever. The fact of the matter is that you're looking at a team that still has, what, the 5th or 6th best odds of winning the World Series. So now, you're in the picture.
Now, everyone doesn't love the Orioles. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, Fangraphs has them at 83 and 79.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird now that everything is kind of flipping. Fangraphs used to like the Orioles, and Pecota hated them. And for some reason, now it's flipped.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris off for the week. He's down in Florida avoiding the weather. His timing couldn't be better.
Jerk.
His timing could not be better. I'm headed down there the first, second week of March. It'll probably be 80 degrees up here.
Nah, not in March.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going down and you have your spots now, right, when you go down there? Like, you've been doing this so much that it's like a second home to you almost, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like a second home to Ed, too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's like, well, you know, more now. Tampa is more like a second home to me, not Sarasota. Okay. I go to Sarasota once a year for business, and that's it.
You know what I'm doing? I'm doing the dumb thing where Florida's Florida.
Florida's Florida.
And because I remember when we drove, my dad lived on the Gulf of America now,
right?
In Port Charlotte, and so that's on the west side of Florida, you know, in that Gulf. And we drove down and we hit Jacksonville, and I'm like, thank God we're in Florida. How much longer do we have to drive? And it said 6.5 hours. I went, son of a bitch. There's a lot of area, and everything's not as close as you expect it to be.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how I treat it. It'd be like me saying, the Eastern Shore and Baltimore is the same thing. Yeah, you guys are close.
Yeah.
You're not.
Or D.C. and Baltimore. I hate that. That's what I hate. Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, we're talking some Ravens. After seeing the Eagles' D-line shut down Mahomes, should the Ravens invest in their line so they can do the same thing? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Here's one thing that I hate about watching games like playoff games, especially when your team is done. When your team is done and you're still watching and someone's successful, you're around fans and they start asking, Jeremy, why can't our team do that? Because your team ain't constructed that way. Everybody wants to do what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl, get 6 sacks without blitzing ever. But guess what? Your team isn't constructed that way, and it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it's funny because the question we had yesterday on our rundown was about this specifically, about the blueprint to beating the Chiefs. And this is something you brought up yesterday, was like, yeah, there's a blueprint, but not everybody has the same recipe. Like, you don't have all those ingredients to make it work. You got to be able to have those type of pass rushers. You have to have guys that have motors that just don't stop. I mean, I don't know how the Eagles were able to get every defensive lineman to come out of Georgia the past 7 years, but damn.
Trade for all those draft picks, remember?
Yeah. So, you know, they're hats off to them. But again, we go back to it. When the Giants beat the Patriots, what did they have? They had their race car package, all those pass rushers. When the Bucks beat the Chiefs, what did they have? They had all those pass rushers. If you only have to rush four and you can get pressure with four, it eliminates a lot of stuff on the back end with dropping 7. Now you're trying to find the zones, the areas to get into, and a lot of times you got to throw some underneath stuff. And if your running game's not going, good luck. You know, so I just think with the way that things are constituted now in the league, it's all the advantages are on offense. And if the only way to kind of counteract that is to have this amazing pass rush, and it's easier said than done to find those guys.
Yeah, it is easier said than done. You know, everybody wants pass rushers. It makes everybody's life better when you can rush the passer. It makes life even better when you can rush the passer without help. When you can just, you don't have to scheme it up. You just line up and go. Who doesn't want that? Who has that? Should the Ravens spend the offseason doing that? Yes. And everybody else wants to do the same too. It's just tough to. You're not getting these guys in the second and third and fourth round unless you get real lucky.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, and again, like a lot of guys that you're drafting in the mid rounds are usually projects. You know, even the Ravens drafting Owe at the back end of the first round, he was somewhat of a project coming into the league. People were pointing out, oh, he doesn't have this in college. He didn't get a sack, blah, 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 and all those things. And I think pleasantly surprised at the way things have gone. But with that, and we're looking at all the rest of the pieces you have on this team, you're going to have to start paying your pass rushers. So then what does that mean? That money's got to come from somewhere. That means it's going to be allocated from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Whether that's a restructure or letting someone of significance go. And when you draft as well as the Ravens do, that's typically what's going to happen. You're going to make the hard decision of who to let walk.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Where should the Ravens go first? If you were king of the world right now for the Ravens in the draft, would you go first?
Well, the problem is,
I know it all depends on who's there.
Yeah.
And I got that.
I mean, the problem is where you're picking. You're picking in the mid-20s, right? So in doing so, or towards the back end of the 20s, a lot of times you see teams, if you're trying to get the best player at their position, you're going to see some safeties. You might even see a cornerback or two, some interior linemen. But that's where you really got to try to find your value. And I think, for the most part, this Ravens team has done well at the back end of the first round in finding players. Mm-hmm. We always wonder, is there going to be this one year where they covet somebody and they go up and get them because they've never done that? Problem is they covet those draft picks, and they do so well with them, you understand why.
Yeah, I agree. But I think this is the year that window is going to close soon, Jeremy. This is the year where your first-round draft pick is not as important as making the team, getting them over the top. The problem is this. I don't know if a player himself can get the Ravens over the top. They added that player.
Yeah.
They added that player. He still wasn't good enough to get him over the top. You bring in Derrick Henry, he has 1,900 yards rushing. He's still not good enough. I don't think it's about a player. I think, honestly, it's a culture right now.
Do you, all right, in your heart of hearts, do you think it's been bad luck or they just find ways to lose?
Find ways to lose.
Because, I mean,
I don't think it's bad luck. Well, their bad luck could be they find ways to lose. But I said it before.
But you get what I'm saying about it, though, right? Because you look at some
of
these games.
They're not victims.
Yeah. You look at some of these games, you lose on a 100-yard pick six against the Bills. You lose against the Titans. Derrick Henry throws a touchdown pass where you don't expect that. You know, you had the fumble through the end zone against the Chiefs and what that caused.
Right.
The ball just bounces funny for him, and you're going...
And I get it, because bad luck makes it sound like they're victims.
Yeah, and I don't think they're victims, but
they find ways to lose.
There's a lot of weird stuff that happens in the playoffs where I'm not one of those guys to say, oh, they choke in the playoffs. I don't think that's the case. It's just, it's hard for me to argue it. It's hard for me to argue it.
I'm the guy who says they choke in the playoffs. I'm here to tell you right now. Bring me all the smoke you want to bring me. That's fine.
Well,
tell me how they don't. They when you find, we can't win and you can't make us.
Yeah.
That's their playoff story. So that's why when you talk about adding this player, adding that player, drafting this player, I don't think it comes down to that. I think it comes down to them finding a way to win games. And I don't think they know how to do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in, and I actually worked with the guy, Pat Boyle, who was doing overnights. And I don't know if you heard what he said. He started talking about Jalen Hurts, and he said Jalen Hurts is now in the same category as all those other quarterbacks that were chasing Mahomes.
No, he's not.
That he's moved up there, that he's no lower than five, and he could make a case that he's in the top three quarterbacks in the league.
No, he's not.
Because he just won a Super Bowl. Now, I love Pat, but that's one of the most ridiculous things I think I've ever heard.
It is.
Because to sit here and just elevate a guy because he just won a Super Bowl and put him in the group of everybody else, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you look at that team. What have we said about the Eagles all year long? Best team in football. Best roster in football. And they won with the best roster. The Ravens, to me, had the best roster in football last year. They didn't win. Bottom line. But, like, it doesn't all of a sudden go, well, Jalen Hurts, yeah, you're in the same class as Joe Burrow. If you ask any GM and you put Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts in that grouping, Jalen Hurts is picked last every effing time. Every time. So, and that's not me. Like, I'm not telling you he's a bad quarterback, but we got to stop this knee-jerk reaction nonsense of, oh, he just won a Super Bowl. Here's where he is. This is where he is now. He's all the way up here.
I remember a Super Bowl where a guy won it as a starting quarterback, and he didn't even play for the same team the next year.
Yeah.
Released. Not free agent, just flat-out released. That guy was Trent Dilfer. So it's great, great topic, Jeremy. Let's keep with this. I want you to bring that same energy because I heard it. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And to be honest with you, I would love to get some of these talking heads on radio, on TV, on the show one day to tell them how disappointed I am with the laziness of their lack of professionalism. Is Jalen Hurts now all of a sudden in the list of the upper echelon quarterbacks? My upper echelon, don't give me top 10. I mean top 5. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.